What's up, podcast? Text MEM to 31996 to get access to my free content planner and be first to get notified when anything new launches. By the way, I'm hosting a content workshop this month. Registration opens June 8th. Spots are limited. So again, if you want to be first to be notified, text MEM to 31996. This episode contains audio from a recent Instagram Live I did where we discuss why ads aren't an expense and why having the right mindset is important for you when you're setting ads up. So if you're, you know, in the position where you're currently running ads or you're considering ads, this is definitely the right episode for you. Tons of value. This is a shorter episode, but still valuable nonetheless. Let's get into this episode. Now, ads are an expense if you run them incorrectly and, you know, you're just spending money, you're not getting any sales. And I think that's what happened, you know, with the story that I was telling you earlier about, you know, the people's ads account that I'm seeing, and they're turning off their ads even though the ads are performing. So one example, I think the person spent maybe like $600 over 2 days. So she was running $300 a day, but she netted 12 sales off of the ads. So you got to let that keep running like forever until the ads don't deliver you any more sales. You can't, you know, turn them off. And in her mind, she was probably, well, I spent $600 on this. I don't want to spend a dollar more. Like, when your ads work, let them go until they don't work anymore. I've been running ads continuously for, you know, maybe like 45 days or so, like, because they work. I'm not looking at, you know, the dollar amount that I'm spending. Like, I don't pay any attention to that. That's not even important. If I could scale my ads up to $1,000 a day and, you know, break even at least, I would be paying $1,000 a day. So don't look at your ads as an expense, you know, try to get at least break even on them. Then, you know, go from there. I'm getting views from my ads, but no sales. First, are your ads set up in a Facebook ads manager at business.facebook.com? Also, what objective are you running when you're running your ads? That shoe is invisible. I'm not a mama too. It says enough with everything going on, ring of life, something. Yeah, I definitely understand that. You know, just do some testing. Like, you know, every wig sale you get, you know, take maybe 5% out of that and throw that into an ads budget. Now, there are organic alternatives. So I don't want to, you know, force ads down your throat. But Pinterest is highly overlooked, underutilized. Obviously Instagram, but like when you're talking like ease of use and not a lot of competition, Pinterest, TikTok, there are not a lot of hair brands, you know, really going crazy on TikTok right now. They're there, but they're not, you know, getting the most bang for their buck as far as, you know, using the platform to drive sales. Sales for most viewed item. No, what, like, are you running a traffic campaign or a conversion campaign for your ads? How long do you think it takes for a new business to really start making sales? Like, your first sale? I can't really put, you know, like a date on it. That's really gonna, you know, depend on your effort and, you know, your ability to show up. So let's say you show up every day for a month, like face on camera in the news feed. You go live, you show your face on stories, like really, you know, establishing a relationship with your audience, establishing trust, jumping in their DM. I think you could get a sale in the 30 days. So yeah, effort and consistency. So what I just spoke to was effort. And that's a lot of effort because I said stories, live, IGTV, and DM. So you hitting them on four channels. So you constantly in their face every time they come here. So really building a relationship, like looking at your followers as like you're dating them. You're trying to get them to marry you. So always in their face. That's what it takes to get this done quickly. If you want to post pictures of hair and expect people to go to your website and buy, I don't know, that could, you know, take a while, because now you're talking about a numbers game. You have to drive 100 visitors over to your website, and your website has to convert those visitors into traffic. It's a whole lot easier to convert a sale in direct message than it is to send traffic to your website and hope they buy something. Because now we can have a conversation with someone. So when you're just getting started, the best thing to do is try to close sales in DM or establish a relationship in DM. Thanks for listening. If you find this podcast helpful or useful, please leave me a 5-star review wherever you consume your podcast at. Again, thanks for listening.